From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Lantzman. The Census Bureau has released the top states for migration within the country, and Florida is one of the big winners at the expense of New York. Close to 60,000 New Yorkers moved to the Sunshine State this year. That's the most any one state gained on another. Florida and Georgia continue to exchange residents, though, across the border. More than 38,000 came south, but more than 42,000 went north, a net loss for the state. In addition, Florida, though, did score a net gain of about 15,000 people coming from Puerto Rico. Early next year, the American Community Survey will release more information about migration, including race, age, and sex. Haiti's president was in town yesterday to speak to South Florida's large diaspora of citizens concerned about the country's rebuilding efforts and to ask for the area's help. Michel Martelly appeared at North Miami Beach's public library to tell attendees that Haiti is building homes, creating jobs, and putting kids in school 3 years after the catastrophic earthquake devastated the country. Martelly sought to encourage potential investors that Haiti was making progress in building homes for displaced residents. He also said the country was increasing educational opportunities for children, updating infrastructure, and creating jobs. After officially switching his party affiliation to Democrat, former Florida Governor Charlie Crist is now going public with his decision. The ex-Republican who left Tallahassee for an unsuccessful Senate bid as an independent in 2010 appeared on MSNBC's Hardball program yesterday.
I'm willing to be a Democrat because I think the Democratic Party is where I am much more comfortable than I was as a Republican or even an independent.
While he did not say whether he challenges unpopular successor Rick Scott in 2 years to get his old job back, Chris told host Chris Matthews that he enjoyed his time as governor.
Oh, it's a great job. Absolutely. I talked to Bob Graham about it, and, you know, he said, Charlie, when you're governor of the state, it's like being the quarterback of the football team. You have the opportunity to call a lot more plays than you do when you're serving in the U.S. Senate. You're more of a spectator of what's going on.
Crist officially signed papers joining the Democratic Party Saturday night while he visited the White House. The state task force charged with keeping babies from being born addicted to prescription drugs met yesterday in Tallahassee. The panel was led by Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi and received recommendations from members before making its report next month. Secretary David Wilkins of the Florida Department of Children and Families is proposing a $22 million investment by his agency in prevention services. He says substance abuse by parents plays a role in nearly half the cases in which the state takes children into custody.
And so the very simple logic is, well, if we could avoid having to remove a lot of these children, then could we invest more money on the front end?
Wilkins says the state removes about 8,000 children a year from their homes at a cost of about $20,000 per child. He says DCF could save money by helping parents recover from addiction and keep their families together. Follow us on Twitter @WLRN. And from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Lantzman.